Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of this live Sunday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us on the radio, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a couple of different stories from slightly different time frames, but a very similar piece. You have one, Richie, and I thought, oh, this is the same story that I had. Different story about a person who set up a free pantry that allows people to kind of just share things. You get too much sugar, put some sugar in the pantry. No problem. Let somebody else have it. And we'll talk about what happened to those folks coming up here in a little bit, but we're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. Plus, still got the opinion piece from the Washington Times that's trying to remind people that, hey, for those of you who believe in the system, and that doesn't include those of us on the show, but for those who still believe in the system, governor's orders aren't the same thing as laws. So we can talk about that coming up here. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We'll start out with James, who is in Texas. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
All right, thanks. It's a great topic. Executive orders are not laws. And the caller before me was making a great point about the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an agency in the executive branch. And when we think about the way I think about it, to make it easier for me to understand, is the separation of powers doctrine, where, you know, the governor has certain authority, to execute the laws. The legislature makes the laws, and the judicial branch is an independent overseer of the other two branches.
Allegedly.
That's the theory, at least.
and that's what the Federalists promised us. And so, sometimes, you know, people who defend government go to the sovereign immunity doctrine. The king can do no wrong. And so there's a correlation between what the king can do and what the state can do. And what we know when we look at that legal maxim about the king can do no wrong, when the king is prevented from doing wrong by deeming the unlawful acts of the king void, and that's something that a lot of lawyers missed in law school, and so when they order businesses closed, they need to follow through with the Constitution, which says that just compensation will be paid. You know,
well, I don't know if it says that in the Constitution, but there's definitely something.
That's usually in the takings clause.
Yeah, I mean, I do like the idea of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And in order for me to have a pursuit of happiness and my liberty, I should be able to pursue that by having a business and running it the way I want to.
That's right. And so, for example, when the state needs land for a highway, it pays. When there's a pandemic and it needs to burn a home down, it should pay. When there's a pandemic and it needs to shut businesses down, then it needs to pay.
Well, isn't that what they're doing then? Because they're giving all these loans to businesses.
That's not the same thing.
No, absolutely not. They're not that.
He's talking about under the status paradigm, they ought to pay, and a loan isn't paying.
Well, but it's what's the term for it? You can get rid of the loan.
Supposedly forgivable loan.
Yeah, forgivable.
However, there's all kinds of terms that are
understood. But under that paradigm, they're giving people are out of work. They're throwing them some cash. Businesses are out of business. They're giving forgivable loans, quote unquote.
There's a ton of businesses that are screwing this up because the laws are so confusing.
Fault.
They're so you know.
They're really not though. It's like you could pay rent and payroll. Like, those are the rules.
Well, they're having trouble with it, Melanie, because they're not following the rules as simple as you're saying that they are. It's a government program. It's probably more complicated than you realize.
One of the gotcha things is they have to one of the things I remember reading was they have to retain a certain number of employees.
You have to keep the number of employees you had. You have to keep the level of payroll, so the same amount of money in payroll you had.
Right.
75% has to be payroll, and the rest can be for rent, or it can all be payroll.
But people don't want to go back to work because the government is outbidding the business owner.
That's another
thing. How do you maintain 75% payroll
when
80% of your staff doesn't want to come?
You have to maintain 100% payroll, but you have to, so you can use the other 25% for rent.
So even worse then, how are you going to maintain 100% payroll when the government is paying your workers more money to not go back to work?
Come back. And you got to do it all by a certain deadline. So it's not like you can just hold the money and do it later. You got to do it right away, and it has to be done by X date. James, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Yes, my wife and I got money, and, they're just throwing it out. And we're finding people who actually need it, and we're going to try to spread it out. But their central planning, of course, is so irresponsible. And, everybody's a better central planner than the next guy. And if they would just give us accurate, nonpartisan, updated information about dealing with the disease, then the individuals could, instead of fining them or jailing them for not following central planner guidelines, one of the best ideas I heard was the business owner said, I have all my customers wash their hands when they come in, and that way they can handle the merchandise. And, without causing a problem for the next customer.
Are they monitoring the customers washing their hands to make sure they're doing it the full 20 seconds of getting all coverage?
Absolutely. It's a small shop, and it's a better plan than I've heard from anybody.
James, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
if it's voluntary,
have a good one.
Yeah, thanks, man. If it's voluntary, okay, cool. That doesn't mean I necessarily agree with it.
Doesn't necessarily mean I want to shop there.
Yeah.
I have to wash my hands going in and out of the store. Yeah.
Are they monitoring everybody to make sure they don't touch their nose and then touch,
what happens if you do that?
You have to wash your hands again.
What if you sneeze?
To the washing station.
That's not the biggest. I mean, half the time you have the car, you're like, my hands are dirty. I would really like to wash my hands anyway, but. That's not the biggest. That would not be so inconvenient to my life I couldn't do it.
My wife had a complaint because there's a chain store, I'm not going to mention names, in Manchester, where they give you the wipe down stuff after you've already touched the cart, right? You wipe down and then you touch a dirty cart that hasn't been wiped down. So they're not even doing it safely if the goal is sanitation, right? I'll name Trader Joe's. Because Trader Joe's, they wipe down the cart for you, and then you wipe down, and then they hand you the clean cart. And they're like, all right, that's probably better.
I don't care what you do.
That's annoying, but it's not going to stop
me
from going there. If I would have been inclined to go there in the first place.
I've only gone there once because the wife said, hey, stop off at the store. Right? I didn't like the procedure, but hey, what are you going to do?
It's slow, but it's not so bad that it would stop me. The mask thing would, because it's I have to breathe while I'm in here, though, yo, so maybe go away.
Let's talk to John. He's in New Hampshire on the radio. Pretty stupid. 855, 453.
That's a lot of sitting on hold just to get dumped off the air.
Yeah. Well, apparently he has nothing better to do. So back to the story here at the Washington Times, talking about the system and how the executive orders bypass the system. Of the checks and balances, like our last caller was pointing out, they're not duly passed by elected representatives of the people. They're not debated. They're not discussed. They're not voted upon. They don't give the voter the chance to express themselves. And truly, really, if viewed through the lens of the Founding Fathers' intents with the Constitution, they hold little legal weight. In fact, they are outright blind to the system of limited government that America is supposed to represent.
Would this be a good system if it worked as intended?
It would be much better than what we have.
It wouldn't be good. No,
there's no good system. Government system.
Yeah. All right.
It's all evil. It's all just a window dressing for violence. But guess what, she says? Nobody knows that better than the very government sources issuing these orders. The whole executive order system relies on a complicit and cowed citizenry being too blowed over by government to question, challenge, or fight.
They got it.
And that sounds pretty accurate to what's happening today. She says, take the face mask orders that have been issued with rising frequency by state officials and private businesses alike. And by the way, I saw an article, there's like probably 7 or 8 states now where face masks are mandatory, apparently, anytime you leave the house. 855, 453. This lady's saying maybe it's all a bunch of BS. But then again, that won't stop the cops from beating you down over this. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I've had bluefin Amazon parrots and cockatiels and finches and cats and a little Lhasa Apso, a Maltese, she's like 22, a yellow lab Floyd, a black lab Murphy. Murphy's coat, it's very, very shiny, like it sparkles in the sun. And I'm also a part-time dog trainer, so I will always endorse Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
Why wait until your dog is shedding like a monster? Save your dog from the agony, the misery of being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it. My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up anything. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar, right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of their relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. In fact, I just posted on freetalklive.com the link to the Divvy podcast.
Ooh.
Where they interviewed Mark and me, and we talked to them kind of like about the old days of cryptocurrency back when we got dragged in by Roger Ver way, way back. So it was kind of fun to kind of revisit those times.
Back in the late aughts, so yeah. Long ago.
No, no, it wasn't that early. It was like 2012, 2011. Okay. But DiviProject.org, so yeah, check out the podcast too because we're on there. It's like an hour-long interview. It's really
nice.
Good. So check that out. We go to your calls and thoughts here. You can bring up what you want. It's John in Nebraska. Says he's watching on YouTube. Go ahead, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say I don't really have a problem with wearing the mask. You know, this COVID-19 stuff, you know, is really freaking people out. But I will say that people are really paranoid, I think, you know, when they see someone with a mask. It's almost like they have a nervous, scared reaction, like they can't identify you or something, and they just, like, you know,
that'll go away as the mask wearing becomes more prevalent.
Well, when you say they're paranoid, how do you know? What is it that kind of clues you into that?
Well, like, some people are comfortable with it, obviously, but, like, you walk into an area where someone's not wearing a mask, it's just like they get that scared shock, you know, look on them. Like, you know, huh. You know how, you see, like, a spider run across the floor or something, you know, and you just, you know, it startles you or something. They get that kind of look, you know.
Interesting. But, like, so this is what you're seeing as a mask wearer. You're seeing this reaction in non-mask wearers.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. I mean, I guess it could probably go the other way around, too, but...
well,
you just can't gauge their reaction when they see you without the mask.
For me, it's not those things. It's like I was at a local burger here this evening grabbing some dinner. It's one of the places that takes cryptocurrency here in the Keene area. And as I was waiting, I was actually helping upgrade their tablet for the new version of AnyPay that came out. So I'm standing there at the counter as new other customers were coming in. I was the only customer in the short, you know, 10 minutes I was in there, 15 or whatever. But I was the only customer not wearing a mask. The other three
you're gonna infect everybody.
Did wear a mask. And my reaction when I see people in masks is just like, oh, God. You know, I feel bad because I feel like they've all been victimized. I mean, it's your life, it's your face, you can put whatever you want on it. I don't care about that. But I feel like people are doing it because they are afraid. And it's just...
Well, in the case of employees, they're probably doing it so that they can keep their job.
Well, employees, yes, but I'm talking about the people who came in, the customers who come in.
I mean, that's like how you dress to rob somebody, though. So, especially if it's not like a proper mask, which we're allegedly not supposed to have, I can see how that's suspicious behavior.
Why are you not supposed to have the proper mask? Who's
quote supposed to, like... I said allegedly, I think supposed to.
Okay.
Well, some people are saying if you've got good masks, you're supposed to give them to the healthcare.
Oh, okay.
The CDC or whoever was telling us not to buy them. And I was like, okay, well, then your position is I shouldn't wear a mask. And they're like, oh, wear a mask. I was like, too late.
So,
John,
I see what you're saying. I mean, people aren't used to the mask wearing thing, and they may feel like, you know, this person's there to rob the place, I guess. But I think you're right, Richie. They're going to get over that.
Yeah. I don't begrudge people for wearing the mask. I just think it's folly.
What I'm not used to is signing in every day at work. Every time I go into work, I have to sign in at some places, and some places I don't. I can play by those rules. I can sign in. I can get my temperature taken or whatever. But the one thing I'm not really thinking I'm going to do is if they come up with a vaccine, I just don't know if I trust these vaccine companies, you know, to get it right. You know, you always hear about these horror stories where people get – and I'm not an anti-vaxxer or anything like that, but – I just don't want to get sick from a vaccine that they just you know, they just come up with this new stuff and they don't even really test it that long.
Well, you're the one who they're testing it on, right? Yeah. Like, if you take the vaccine, you are
So we generally know how vaccines work. And so unless the one they come up with is just drastically different than all other vaccines.
Well, I still am not interested.
Okay,
I don't take vaccines for the flu. I'm not going to take a vaccine for this.
They were talking about like an RNA type of vaccine for this specifically, which would be a drastically different type. Like I don't have the specifics on it.
Well, they haven't. So nothing's been released yet, so I can't say what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Hey, John, thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts and experience here tonight. We continue with Eddie. He's in Virginia. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Listening to WNA.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to reach out to my fellow Virginians here and emphasize that we've been had. I mean, I see young people wearing masks, and they're the least affected by this virus.
They're protecting their elderly loved ones.
Yeah, I tell you, we've created an environment or a culture of fear.
Yes.
Well, if we were living back in World War II and something like this happened, God forbid, we'd be speaking German or Japanese by now. It's just a shame that we have, our people have no courage, and they are sheeple. That old adage, we are sheeple. Me and my wife have not changed our lifestyles one iota. We are 60 years old. I go to work every day. And what's going to happen next time when it comes around? Are they going to go through the same procedure?
Yeah, you know, except it'll be worse.
We need to tell our governor, us Virginians need to demand our freedom back. We cannot give him control.
You don't get it by begging, though. That's the thing. You just got to do the right thing and go out, like you're saying, just live free, do what you want, run your business how you want, and speak up and speak out. I don't think people should wait until the governor says it's time to reopen. You know what I mean?
Well, the people are, right? It's like, well, yeah. May 4th was supposed to be it here in New Hampshire, and then it's like the 18th or the 31st or whatever.
Now it's the 31st, and now he's talking about a couple more months for a lockdown.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and now you can't help but politicize, you know, that they want to break us.
When it comes to the vaccine...
Yeah, it was never about the virus. I mean, it was about how much control can I take.
What can they get away with?
Yeah.
And I'm
surprised, and I am like probably, I thought I was like the most pessimistic person, but apparently
it's
not.
It's really disappointing. And you mentioned, you know, young people, seeing them out in the masks, Eddie. Young people are the most, I would say, victimized by the state because they're the fresh, you know, they're fresh out of the state schools. They're fresh out of being indoctrinated by the government.
They just learned how great the state was.
I mean, they believe in the state. They believe in, you know, doing what they're told. And there's this mentality that surrounds this of, we're all coming together. We're going to get through this. This is the hardest thing we've ever faced, but we can do it together.
It may be for them. This may be the hardest thing they've ever faced.
I mean, it's this weird, like, LARPing as survivalists. Like, this is my, like, survivalist. This plan. I have a mask and
it's all you need.
Jar of peanut butter. Like,
I don't want to put this idea out there, but it would be concerning if the vaccine becomes mandatory as part of like e-verify to get
a job. They're going to make that thing mandatory, and then they're going to put those people to track you. If you got it, if you don't got it, who you've been in contact with. We're going down a bad, slippery slope.
I'm with you, Eddie. You're right on, brother.
I'm going to go find a bunch of statists, hardcore statists, and just, like, touch them.
Thank you for the call, man.
The tracking.
Really appreciate hearing from you, dude. There's more coming up here. 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If one of these contact tracers calls you, you don't have to talk to them. Don't answer their questions. That's what I'd say. More coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More states are reopening despite the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Christopher Murray is director of the University of Washington Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation.
Our suspicion is that there will be about 10 days from now in these places that have had these big increases in mobility, we are expecting to see a jump in cases.
He tells CBS's Face the Nation his latest prediction is more than 137,000 deaths in the U.S. by August 4th. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says medical investigators are trying to figure out if there's a link between the coronavirus and a new disease that's killing children.
It is a situation that has taken the lives of three New Yorkers. There are two additional deaths that are currently under investigation as possibly related to this same situation.
This is USA Radio News. Transcripts have been released of the House Intelligence Committee investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Ranking member Devin Nunes on Sunday Morning Futures.
We had a strategy here that we wanted to get every single person that we interviewed, whether or not they knew of any evidence of collusion, coordination, or conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russians.
Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says there is proof the Trump campaign invited Russian help, made full use of it, then covered it up. Tesla is suing the state of California, USA's John Hunt reports.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk threatened to pull the company's factory and headquarters out of California and has sued local officials who have stopped the company from reopening its electric vehicle factory. In a lawsuit filed in federal court, Tesla accused the Alameda County Health Department of overstepping federal and state coronavirus restrictions when it stopped Tesla from restarting production at its factory in Fremont.
This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you bring up whatever you want here. If you want to take control of the airwaves, you can do that. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I want to say thanks to Gaylord, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, meaning that Gaylord contributes $5 a month to the Free Talk Live amp program, and you can do that too over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. There's PayPal, credit card, and Bitcoin BTC as payment options. And you get some cool perks, some bennies, like Gaylord did, over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Richie, and Melanie in the studio. We got more, of course, of your calls and thoughts. You're welcome to share whatever's on your mind with us. Also, we were kind of getting through, slowly, a Washington Times opinion piece entitled, Executive Orders Are Not Laws. Basically saying that, hey, this is a bunch of BS. These governors don't have, even under that system, even under the government system that we supposedly have, they're not supposed to be able to just order people around like that. That's what the whole system of passing laws was supposed to be able to do. The take the face mask orders, says the writer at Washington Times, that have been issued with rising frequency by state officials and private businesses alike. These orders are based on Donald Trump's declaration of national emergency under four statutes, two under the Stafford Act, two under the National Emergencies Act, as well as on his invoking national emergency powers through the Defense Production Act, Governors in the varying states subsequently issued their own declarations of emergencies, invoking their own special and specific executive powers in the process. And we were just looking earlier tonight, Melanie, at the New Hampshire government system and how the it's statutory. There's a statute in there that supposedly authorizes the governor to, you know, make whatever orders that he wants. However, as the Times points out, all of these emergency declarations do not suspend the Constitution, however. And that's been kind of the forgotten caveat among the political fallout from COVID-19.
Because nobody cares about the Constitution.
That's right. The disease caused by this new coronavirus. In Stillwater, Oklahoma, city officials put in place an emergency order that required both business workers and customers to wear face masks. Store employees soon after reported verbal and physical confrontations with mask-wearing customers, one involving a firearm. Mayor Will Joyce quickly revised the mask order so that it applied only to store employees.
And I think that is taking it a bit far. Like, there's you know, groups of people who are blaming the businesses. Like, I'm not going to wear my face mask in the business, and, you know, and getting into physical altercations, right?
Like, yeah, well, that's because the business becomes the enforcer for the
right.
state at that point.
But
and
you're taking it out on the wrong people.
Well, I understand that, but that's the conflict point, though, right?
Right.
So they've not made it so it's only the cops who can enforce it. They're now saying, well, you business owners have to enforce it. And if somebody just wants to go and buy some ho-hos at, you know, the Dollar Tree,
yeah.
then they've got some $7 an hour or $8 an hour employee who's the one who's telling them to put a mask
on. And that's
on.
The guy getting shot, and that's wrong, too.
And they, well, not everybody's shooting them, but they're the ones that they're having conflicts with.
Yeah.
And you can understand why that's happening, because that's where the
conflict
is.
Well, it's happening because people are bitches. So if you really care that much, then what you need to do is you need to call the CEO or you need to call the governor and take it up with them. And then you can go, you know, yell at them and say whatever it is you're going to say to the guy who just, like, happens to be working at the convenience store.
Well, look, I don't agree with yelling at people, okay? But I also don't think there's anything wrong with giving an employee... who, I understand, they're just doing their job,
yeah.
but their job is, like, BS, okay, in this particular case.
True.
Because many of these systems have been put into place under the threat of these executive orders. The question is, would these businesses have done the same thing in the absence of the executive orders? If they had, then that's one thing.
And that
but
can
how many
inform
of them
whether or not you decide to comply and whether or not you decide to walk through, quote, the wrong way on the aisle. I don't think that has anything to do with how you're treating how you should treat the employees.
I agree with you. Like I said, I don't think you should be mean to somebody, but if it comes down to it, I am going to say to this person
right.
that I'm not going to wear the mask, and I'm going to be as nice as I can about it. I'm not interested, and I'm not going to, you know, maybe I'm going to claim a medical exemption or whatever, because at some point, if all of the businesses start to require this under the threat of government, I'm still not going to want to wear the damn mask. So there's going to be conflict if they're going to mess with me. And if there is pushback, then you may see some of these employees just like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, just ignoring the fact that people are walking in with masks. If 10 people come through the door, if 100 people come through the door, 25 of them are wearing masks and the other 75 aren't, or what, I don't know what the ratio would be, if it's half and half, if 50 of them are wearing the masks and they don't get talked to, and then, you know, the first 10 of the other 50 who are not wearing masks get talked to, but they all, like, push back and say to the
yeah.
employee, well, leave me alone, I just want to do my shopping or whatever, then maybe the employee's going to just stop messing with people at some point. Just be like, well,
yeah.
you know what? We've got the sign on the door. If they want to ignore it, I'm not going to do anything
so
about it.
So I'm a terrible customer when it comes to, like, conflict, because I am a yeller. I get angry. Mm-hmm. I get fired up. I yell. A lot of times, if I'm calm enough and my conflict isn't with that first-level employee, I'll caveat my yelling. I'm like, this has nothing to do with you, but
right.
you're standing in front of me. You're going to catch the brunt of this, and then you're going to put me in front of whoever you need to get the message across.
That's
so, yeah,
fair.
So I'll blast them, like, right,
right
there. But, you know, I'm not yelling at them. I'm yelling to them about the problem I'm having with someone else higher up the chain.
There's also the ignore them aspect. One of our local activists here in the area was at the local mailbox store here, and the owner said something to him about where he needs to wear a mask, and he just ignored him.
Yeah.
And just, you know, did what he was there to do, walked out of the store.
Nice.
So that's another tactic. You know, if you don't want, if you're conflict averse, you can just ignore them. What are they going to do? Grab you and, you know, force you out of the store. I suppose they could call the police and trespass you out, in which case you could listen to the police when they show up.
Advisable.
Yeah. And this is a tricky thing for those of us who appreciate the idea of property rights, right? So, like, libertarians constantly are advocating for property rights, and it's your property, and you can do what you want.
Yeah.
But are these really the legitimate policies of the businesses, or are they doing them because they feel like they're
threatened
to?
It's kind of like the classic example of that is, so if you're 20 years old, and you walk into the convenience store, and you pick up a $20 case of beer and throw down a $20 bill... Or, you know, whatever it would be if you have sales theft in your state. Is that theft?
If you walk out, I see.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, you
paid. It depends.
You paid your debt. If you incurred a debt, you paid it. Whether or not you're legally allowed to is kind of on that. The other thing that I pointed this out because there was like a big brouhaha again on social media with Costco and their mask ban. And, you know, someone going like, well, it should be my choice to wear a mask. And I want to cancel my membership.
Mm-hmm.
And Costco's response was, we're choosing not to refund you.
Right. Oh.
And people
Costco
were cheering.
Costco has a contract that person knows the problem.
Right. But people were cheering Costco's response.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I go, well, if enough people did that, if Costco saw enough membership cancellation requests or lowered sales of people not going into the store or people going in, you know, and making a point to talk to someone saying, like, I'm not going to come in because of the mask policy, Costco would change their policy.
They'd give it a second thought.
They would give
it
a second thought. Absolutely.
Yeah. So to some extent, there is a legitimacy in a customer pushback.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's valid. Boycotts have been going on for decades or centuries or whatever. It's the most reasonable way.
People conflate protesting a policy and pushback to a store owner with abusing the employees because, like, if you're there to abuse employees, you don't care about the policy. You care about the fact that you're mad. And you're going to take it out on somebody, and you're going to go home and not care anymore. Those are two entirely different things.
Yeah, I don't agree with abusing employees. I think it's important to be empathetic with them, like you were saying, Richie. Like, hey, you know, this isn't about you.
But you're going to get yelled at.
This is about
policy. Well, but then you're going to yell at them, so you're doing what I said.
Well, I don't yell at people.
I do.
So you're doing what I said. It's, like, pointless. So that doesn't mean if an employee tells you something, you have to just do everything an employee tells you to do. But if you're mistreating an employee because of a problem you have with either the owner or the state, well, if you were actually cared about what you're saying you cared about, you would take it up with the person who could do something about it.
Most of the people in a corporate store can't do much about any of these things, right?
If the policies, definitely not.
Yeah, they're coming down from high-level corporate.
So, like, what are you accomplishing? And it's not necessarily a corporate store. It could be Walmart, but it could be, like, a individually owned, you know, one owner convenience store with three employees. So you could talk to the owner, but
the owner is
what are you accomplishing by yelling at some dude making $8 an hour?
I don't agree with yelling at people. I understand Richie said he does that. That's, you know.
But I want to know what you accomplish by that.
I get to talk to the people I really want to talk to.
You're saying they'll get the manager.
They'll get the manager.
855-450-FREE. That's 855.
Why can't you just ask for the manager?
450-3733.
Because sometimes they won't get you the manager.
Well, and you know what? If you make a scene, then other people will notice what's going on. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNTeam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNTeam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition here. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
We're talking about the corporate kind of mask crackdown that seems to be happening in a lot of places, whether it's directed by the state. Or are these actually the things that these companies would have come up with on their own?
They're claiming they're following CDC guidelines for proper mask usage.
Are they guidelines or are they mandates? There's a question in the Washington Times about these so-called executive orders saying these aren't laws. And it's important to remember that under this governmental system that we're forced to live underneath, even these orders should be questioned. We can get into more of that, but first, your calls and your thoughts. Tom's in South Carolina, listening in Charleston to WTMA. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, how you doing? My subject is a little bit about the mask. You know, I noticed every time the newscasters say something about Trump or Pence or somebody, they always seem to point out that they're not wearing the mask, you know, mm-hmm. and they're in contact with all these people. But that's not my main thing. My main thing is, like today, for instance, Chuck Todd on Meet the Press ran a little clip of William Barr speaking, and it was edited. They left parts out. to make it seem like he was saying the opposite of what he was really saying.
And what was he saying?
Shortly after that, the Justice Department issued a statement rebuking NBC News for doing that and pointing it out.
So what was he saying? What was the thing he was saying, but then they were trying to make
him
sound
like... I'm not sure. I'm sure it had something to do with rights for the citizens to protest.
Hold on.
No,
you didn't see it?
I read something about it.
Okay. Well,
that the Department of Justice issued a statement saying that NBC should not be doing that.
Well, if you can't really tell us what it was about, then it's not really worth talking about, is it?
Well, it was a clip of Barr doing his job, and they edited certain parts out.
I understand. That's what you're saying.
It seemed like,
I'm not saying that that's impossible.
But the article you read, it didn't say what was supposed to be said.
Let me ask you another question. Okay, you have to be blind and stupid not to notice that the media, 95% of them are anti-Trump. And they do everything they can do to bite Trump.
Only the fake news channels.
Is that not true?
I would say that's true, yeah. A lot of them hate Trump,
okay.
Sure.
Okay, and my thing is, what can we do as Americans after this election's over, regardless of who wins? We need to have some kind of law, some kind of something. I stay up at night trying to figure out what to do. But we need to do something where the American people get the truth every time. I mean, I don't mind.
The market will give you what you pay for, and the way to do that is to pay for actual journalism and ignore and not watch so that the ad gets paid for the mainstream
media. People are
going to
watch NBC, CBS, and ABC, and PBS, and NPR, and MSNBC, and CNN. They're going to watch them.
Current generation is not
on TV. Be watching
them
like TV.
If you're going to watch it, then they're going to get their ad revenue, and they're going to keep doing what they're doing because that's what the market's telling
them
to do.
What can we do to change it?
Right.
We don't want to be like Russia and North Korea,
Tom,
and get all the... I mean, this is what's going to happen.
Hold on, before you get into that. I'm almost done.
Okay, say everything they say about Trump is bad, but it's false. Okay, and there's going to be something one day when he does something bad, and they're going to report it, and nobody's going to believe it.
I see what you're
saying. Follow me there?
Tom, what you said earlier was that you wanted the government. You said this,
Somebody's got to do something. Who else can do it but the government?
Let me answer that for you, Tom. So the reason the reason why you don't want the Supreme Court or any other government agency determining what is and what is not news and what is not true and what should and shouldn't be allowed.
What about Facebook? Can Facebook do it?
No. Okay. Well, I mean, they can, but that's a voluntary choice. When the government's involved, it is involuntary. They will force it on people. Even if you could get your ideal program, even if you could put your favorite guy in charge of this what is true kind of government truth seer kind of program or whatever it would be called, the government oracle.
He'll be wrong sometimes.
You're not going to get total control over this program as long as it lasts, right? So there's going to be somebody else is going to get in charge. Somebody, some Democrat, Joe Biden or something like that, or Hillary Clinton or whatever, is going to get elected, because you're not going to keep it the same Republican control the whole time. And then somebody you hate is going to be put in charge of that particular program. And then it's going to be used as a weapon against you. Beyond the idea that, no, it should never be, there should never be any sort of government arbiter of what is true, period, just as a principled rule.
It's a weapon now. It's a weapon now. It's a weapon again.
Then what you need to do is create an alternative or support the alternative. So there are online, Tom, and thank you for the call tonight. There are websites. It sounds like he's a right winger. I'm just going to go out on a limb here. There are right wing news reporting websites. There's like CNS News, I think we used recently here. We're not right wing. We just we pick from all kinds of sources. Vox, all over Slate. But CNS News, I believe, stands for like conservative news source or something like that.
But even that has a bias.
That's what he's looking for.
I think he wants the truth. So on an individual
good luck.
Yeah, right. Most people really just want a bias.
Yeah.
On the individual level, if you really want the truth, it's hidden in the news report.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They will state facts in the news report and then give commentary on it.
Wait, but like at the end of the day, if you don't like how, like, we still have private news in this country. Like, we don't have BBC and RT like some other places. We still have private news. So if you do not like the product that is being provided, quit consuming that product.
Right.
You can go to independent journalists. You can go to somebody with your bias. You can go to somebody who, according to you, has a minimal bias.
You know, the funny thing is,
but he doesn't want to do that.
Well, he wants the government to do it because that's the easy way out, right? Oh, we'll just put the government in charge.
He wants the government to change the companies he doesn't like into what he wants,
right,
instead of consuming the products that exist that he
And this
would
is a
want.
Problem that these conservatives have had recently, especially Chris Cantwell. I think is a good example of this. He's a former host here on Free Talk Live. We had to fire because it turned out he ended up becoming a racist. But he was also one of these people who was saying that that he wanted to see the government regulate social media so that people like him or other right wingers,
because he was getting banned off every social
right,
media
could
platform.
Be on the social.
What was he saying, that the government should arrest people for
No, he was saying they should
things?
Regulate. He was saying
yeah,
they should regulate.
Yeah, that's a little bit different than just arresting people who make
I wasn't saying there
like.
Was the anything about arresting. I was saying regulation is what he was calling for, and that's what this guy was calling for.
Take over the state.
And thank you for the call, Tom. I appreciate hearing from you. But that's, again, is a huge problem. The idea of putting the government in charge of social media means you're opening up the Pandora's box into the world of now government gets to review websites, audit their code, find out what their, you know, search algorithms are, and why are you, you know, preferring the Hillary Clinton side over the Trump side, and, you know, all the, you know, getting the government involved in web programming. It's a terrible idea. Having to have the government approve, you know, new social media aspects before they go live. I mean, that's what these people are talking about. And I don't think they understand the damage that they're going to do to the freedom to do what you're saying, Melanie. Start your own thing. Get out there and support the thing that somebody else started that you think is doing news the right way. Now, if you're looking for truth, nobody's got that, right? Like, it's hard to know exactly where the truth
well,
is.
That's what I'm saying. The facts are hidden in the message.
Maybe they're not. Maybe it's all lies. Maybe the news that you're reading is completely fabricated. Okay. I don't know. But that's why there's different sources out there that you can go to, and you can get the news from source A, B, C, and D, and compare the reports, right, and then decide what you think about it. You can do that now. You can give your business, which is your time in the case of reading the news and seeing the advertisers or whatever, to companies and organizations that do it the way you think it should be done. And if it's not being done the way you think it should be done, then maybe you ought to do something about that instead of complaining. Maybe you should start your own website or your own news media gathering organization, or go buy a newspaper. I hear they're selling pretty cheap right now. I mean, buy the actual company. That's a terrible idea, though, because, you know, it's a dying industry. But you probably get them at pennies on the dollar, especially if they're, you know, bankrupt.
At some point, even if you get your own website, at some point up the chain, someone has the means to block you from the actual internet. So it's a difficult conundrum to say, like, well, just start your own thing, because you really, the only way to truly get it is to parallel the internet in its entirety with your bias.
Well, now you're going a little further. Now you're saying there would be a total internet crackdown on news that would be contrary to the official viewpoint. That's what you're
not by the government.
There's good evidence that is not the case right now.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that happening yet.
But someone owns the domain registry. Someone owns the hosting. Someone owns the servers. Some other company owns all that.
It's certainly not impossible what you're saying, Richie, but there are a lot of solutions out there for the internet as far as getting your word out. There's always the dark net, if need be. But yeah, the best option is to compete rather than complain. More coming up.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556, or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.